Blog Talk Radio. Shut that beautiful song off here as we worship the Lord each and every day. I am the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. And of course, you are the one and only. God made us all very special. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a special guest today. Before we introduce our precious guest, I want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us. God will never leave you. This is a special week that we take and observe. We should do this every day of our lives, but we're setting aside this special time for this holy week. I wanted to share a scripture with you in Psalms 18, verse 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Call upon the Lord this week as he gave his life for us. He walked this week out knowing, Lord, that his life for the joy of giving, we would all have eternal life with him. So thank you again. This is the Family Church of Jesus Christ International. We travel the world for the Lord and sharing his love that will never fail you. You can see the contact information on the screen there. And so without further delay, I want to introduce my special friend, my special sister, a woman of God, our pastor when we are home. She is the senior pastor of the International Gospel Center in Tulsa. If you're in the area, please come and visit us. And my precious pastor and friend's name is Pastor Cheyenna Anthony, Cheyenna Mo Anthony, should I say. Thank you, Pastor, for joining us today. Are you with us? Hello? Pastor? Hello, are you with us, Pastor?
Bobby?
Pastor
Hello?
Shy,
Hello?
Are you there? Hello?
Hello? I am on. Hello? Uh-oh.
Okay. God bless you. Well, we have
can
a little bit
now?
Of a connection. I can. Praise God.
Oh, praise the Lord, my dear sister. And greetings today, everyone, the Family Church of Jesus Christ International. What a wonderful honor it is to be on with you this morning. All of you, no matter where you're listening from, what an honor it is to be on with my dear sister and friend, the one and only Reverend Apostle Robin. And so grateful for this opportunity, my sister, to share with you all.
Yes.
And as you said, Pastor, yes, amen. As you said earlier, brothers and sisters, you who are listening, this is, if you're listening current and live, you know this is this Holy Week. This some call it the Passion Week, the week where we are reminding ourselves of what the Lord Jesus Christ went through as he went to the cross. Now, perhaps you're listening at another time. I know I love these broadcasts, but sometimes with my schedule, I'm not on at that moment, but I go back and listen. So you may be listening in the summer. You may be listening at another time. The Word of God is relevant right where you are all the time, and it doesn't change. So whether you're listening right in the middle of Holy Week or you're listening later, I come to add my voice to my sisters of love and encouragement on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ to you. So the last week of Jesus' life on this earth, I want to encourage you. He was thinking of you. He was thinking of me. The last week of his physical life, he's still alive, glory to God, but his physical walk on the earth, that last week, he was loving the unlovable. He was paying attention to those that others ignored. He was leaving his disciples. That's those who observed him, and that's you and I. He was leaving every one of us a perfect record of what was important to him and therefore should be important to us if we are his followers. And there were several stories during this week that any of us could share, but I want to call attention to at least one, and it's found in Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 17. Some of you may know the story, or some of you maybe have never heard it. So listen, I'm going to read it just briefly. It says that Jesus entered the temple courts, and he drove out everyone who was buying and selling there. Now, a little background. Some of you may know that this past Sunday, traditionally, we celebrate something called Palm Sunday, and it's when Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem on the donkey, because the prophets had said that the king would come riding this way. The donkey was the beast of peace, the beast of burden, not of war. And so when Jesus came into the city, the people, they got their palm branches and they waved them and they said, oh, this has got to be the one, our new king. And they worshiped, they lauded him, they said, Hosanna. And that was seemed to be a beautiful processional. But now the next day, it says that he went to the temple. And normally, after such a great processional, such a great parade, a great leader would go to the temple as that focal point. Maybe in your city, you have a city center. I knew where I grew up in America, we used to have little city centers. I don't know if they exist anymore a lot, but where people would come to know what's going on. They would kind of gather and know what's happening. And before the time of other communication, a town crier would go to that area, and you could come and you could hear what was exciting. Well, the temple was the place of worship, but also was the place of gathering. And so the Bible says in verse 12 of Matthew 21 that he entered that location, the temple courts, and he drove out everyone who was buying and selling there. And so those who might have expected when he went there, that now he's going to tell us the plan. Now he's going to decree a coup, and he's going to become our military leader. Now he's going to overthrow the government and really do damage to Rome. Instead, he goes there, and he overturns the tables of the money changers and the benches of everyone who was selling doves. And it's written, he said, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. Now, right there, we see the heart of God. Jesus himself, on his last week, was concerned that what was happening in the place where people should have been loved and accepted, where people should have been able to come and get to God, we have this picture of him being angry and turning over the money changers and the benches and the things that they were doing that didn't reflect God. And so it's interesting, this last week of his life, friends, brothers, and sisters, that he wasn't upset and angry with the man who was a sinner on the cross who repented. He wasn't mad at those who even murdered him. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. But the one group that he got angry at were those who were hindering people from coming to God. And so it says he overturned the tables of the money changers. Well, the money changers in the temple were those who would come. People came to this festival from all over. The Bible tells us that there were many nations who praised the Lord, who had accepted God as Jehovah, and they called themselves followers of God. And they would come, and they went to the temple, just as we would, coming off of a plane. Apostle Robin and her husband, they travel often. Many of you travel, and you know, you get off a plane, you have to change your money. It wasn't that very different in Jesus' day. Those internationals came, and the temple, history tells us, is where they were able to get, they could change their money so that they could now maybe give an offering, or they could purchase what was needed. And so the Bible says, Jesus said that they were changing money or doing extortion and not being fair. It also says he turns over the benches of those who are selling doves or pigeons, some translations say. What's going on here? Well, the Bible tells us that God had prescribed a way where people coming to the temple would bring an offering to him, and those offerings were animals. And it's a very clear in the Old Testament. We don't do it anymore, hallelujah, because Jesus became our offering. But it's very clear what you have to bring. And so the scriptures indicate that there were those who were in cahoots, who were in relationship, unjust relationship with the leaders of the temple. And so people would show up. And what happened? All of a sudden, your offering is not good enough. You have to buy my dove. Or perhaps you came and you wanted to get an offering that you would have to purchase, an animal, a dove, or whatever. And then the price is out of control. It's money gouging. And that is, all of that attitude is what bothered Jesus. And he said, I don't like this. It's written, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Remember, I opened, brothers and sisters, and I said the last of Jesus' life on the earth, he was thinking of you and me. He was loving the unlovable, paying attention to those who we ignored. And now at this point, we see what's important to him. What's important to him, his last week to remind us, is that people are able to get to God. People are able to access the love that God has, that people are not kept away from him or kept away from God symbolically in the temple, but they're able to come. And so the Bible says after he turned over those tables, after he cast them out, the Bible says in verse 14, it says the blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is so exciting. Men and women, whoever you are, wherever you are, listen to what happened. Jesus took time to cast out those who would separate us from getting to God, and then the first thing he did, as soon as that was over, he immediately received those in the temple who historically we were told were kept out. The blind and the lame, you can read it in Leviticus and other places. They were considered flawed. They weren't allowed to come to certain places in the temple. Immediately after Jesus got rid of all the barriers, the Bible says he healed them. I'm in verse 14 of Matthew 21. And, of course, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, they saw the wonderful things he did. And they heard the children shouting. The children were saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. And they were upset. And so they asked, they said to Jesus, do you hear what these children are saying? And Jesus said, yes, haven't you read from the lips of children, infants, you've ordained praise? And he left them and he went out to the city of Bethany and spent the night. So what's the point this morning? The point is to remind us that what Jesus did for us on the cross is for the purification, the inclusion of all of us. All we have to do is come to him. And where these precious ones have been kept away from the temple, which represented God's presence among the people. When Jesus came, he made sure that thing was overturned. And the first thing he did was to receive and accept those who had been kept away from God, the blind, the lame, the children. Remember when they brought the children to Jesus at one point? And the disciples said, no, keep them away. Jesus said, no, let them come. So I remind you on this wonderful Holy Week or whenever you're listening, that in Christ, there's not Jew or Jew, a Greek or a male or female, that's Galatians 3:28. He's broken down that middle wall of separation, Ephesians 2:14. And when you have felt excluded, you don't have to anymore. If people have told you you're excluded or God doesn't care, that's not true. By Jesus' own activity, we understand he heals and restores everyone who comes to him. Be encouraged today and this week and throughout your life, brothers and sisters, the God we serve is the God who loves us, who has a plan for your life, who's never given up on you, who will never turn you away, although others may. Don't be dismayed or discouraged by that. Our God is faithful. He loves you. He loves me. He has a plan for our life, and he has opened up the way that we can come to him, and he receives us with open arms, loving us, and never, ever turning us away. God bless you, brothers and sisters, and to my precious sister, Apostle Robin, the Family Church of Jesus Christ, we love you. Everyone listening, remember, you are special to God. God bless you, my sister.
And, Pastor, I wanted you to close us with prayer as I say amen to all of that.
Oh,
God loves you as you are. Receive him and your life will be complete. You will never, ever be lost again. Pastor Chai, please close us in prayer.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for these moments we've had together, not just now, but every week, as Apostle Robin and the Family Church of Jesus Christ ministers to our world. For everyone listening, Lord, I pray that what we have said today resounds in their heart. And as we go into our week, we never forget what's important in life, and that is you, choosing you, serving you. And as a result, we know you accept us. You take us as we are, and you do what needs to happen in our life, and we thank you for it. So, Lord, for every brother and sister listening, blessing on them today, blessing on the Family Church of Jesus Christ, and all those who are in fellowship with us, and those we would bring to you and witness of you to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name.